You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Daniel, chapter 11 and verse 32. Those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploit. You can see two categories of people here: those who do wickedly and those who know their God. Actually, if you don't know your God, you are a wicked person. It doesn't matter who you are. But you see, the scripture says those that know their God, not those that know their denomination, not those that are following their general overseer, not those that are following religion. He said those that know their God, relationship, the revelation of the knowledge of God. Did you know that you cannot inherit relationship? If somebody has a relationship with God, that person cannot transfer that relationship with you. You can't lay hands on people to transfer relationship. You can lay hands and heal people, but you cannot lay hands and transfer the relationship you have with God to another person. Each person must come to have a relationship with God. And the key to exploit, the key to standing firm, especially in this end of days, is the knowledge of God, is the revelation of God. The one that Peter received, that Jesus said to him, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven." What God has called us to into Christianity is a relationship. Today, I see many Christians, they are proud of their denomination. They are proud of material, external things. You can see some of the challenge they do on social media. "I am a this, I do this," referring to their denominations. When do we suddenly get to the point where wearing a yellow apron is what you are proud of? Where is the mark of Jesus? What we want to see is your relationship with Jesus. It's not your relationship with the general overseer. It's not your commitment to your denomination. He said, "They that know their God." There is a knowledge of God that produces exploit in men. There is a knowledge of God that brings peace, that brings peace of mind, rest to a man. That kind of knowledge is not something that is transferable. You must develop a relationship with God. The Bible says Enoch walked with God. Enoch walked with God. He had a relationship with God. He knew God personally. God is not just somebody they tell him about. God is somebody he knew intimately. Intimacy with God is what produces exploit in the land, in the life of a man. What many people are doing today is that they are relating with God with a third party. They really do not have a personal knowledge of God. And so they are relying on what this person said about God, what that person said about God. That is not a personal knowledge of God. It is those that have personal knowledge of God, that God is real to them, is a person to them, that they know, they have tasted, and they have found out that it is good. He is good. Those are the people that the scripture says they will be strong. A man that knows God is a strong man. A man that has the knowledge of God is a strong man. What you have to pursue is a genuine relationship with God. It's not your denomination. God didn't call us to denomination. There will not be roll call for denominations in heaven. The Bible says every one of us will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. You are not going to stand representing a denomination. You are going to stand as a person. Are you pursuing God as a matter of personal revelation? That is a knowledge that brings strength and exploit. The Bible says that we might be filled with the knowledge of God. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.